news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In a stunning court filing Monday evening, new claims that Paul Manafort violated his plea agreement with the Justice Department by lying to the FBI and Mueller's office. MSNBC's Ali Velshi has more.
In a new filing this evening, Mueller's prosecutors spell out the issue directly, saying that Manafort has breached the cooperation agreement that he signed with Mueller's prosecutors in September by repeatedly lying to federal investigators. From tonight's filing, quote, after signing the plea agreement, Manafort committed federal crimes by lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the special counsel's office on a variety of subject matters. Mueller's team do not spell out in detail exactly what Manafort lied about, but note that they will at some point file a detailed sentencing submission to the probation department and the court setting forth the nature of the defendant's crimes and lies. Quote, as the defendant has breached the plea agreement, there is no reason to delay his sentencing herein.
Manafort says he doesn't agree with prosecutors' claims that he lied, but both sides now request that the case move immediately to sentencing. In the most far-reaching shakeup since the company emerged from bankruptcy more than 8 years ago, General Motors announced Monday that it will shut down 5 North American factories and cut 15% of its salaried workers, an estimated 14,700 jobs, in a major restructuring. GM will stop making sedans, including the Chevy Volt, Impala, and Cruze, and Buick's LaCrosse, to focus on SUVs, hatchbacks, crossovers, and trucks. In classic news dump style, the Trump administration on Friday, yes, the day after Thanksgiving, released the 4th National Climate Assessment, the product of 13 federal agencies with the help of 300 leading scientists. The study delivered a dire warning about climate change and its devastating effects, warning that the economy could lose hundreds of billions of dollars by the end of the century. Of course, Donald Trump says he doesn't believe it.
I've seen it. I've read some of it, and it's fine. Yeah, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. And here's the other thing. You're going to have China and Japan and all of Asia and all of these other countries, you know, addresses our country. Right now, we're at the cleanest we've ever been. And that's very important to me. But if we're clean, but every other place on Earth is dirty, that's not so good.
Just last week, while touring the devastation left by California's wildfires, Trump claimed great climate was coming.
Does seeing this devastation, though, change your opinion at all on climate change, Mr. President?
No. I have a strong opinion. I want great climate. We're going to have that, and we're going to have forests that are very safe, because we can't go through this every year. We go through this, so we're going to have safe forests, and that's happening as we speak.
On Fox, Shepard Smith once again told his audience the truth about this very important story.
Heat waves are getting stronger, floods are growing larger, wildfires are obliterating more of America's landscape. It's because of climate change that's largely man-made. Our burning of fossil fuels is damaging planet Earth, and the time to stop it is running out. By the end of the century, climate change could shrink the U.S. economy by hundreds of billions of dollars. That is the warning in a new report released on Friday ahead of schedule by the Trump administration. The government report has found that climate change has doubled the destruction from wildfires in the American Southwest. It warns farmers you could see your crops devastated by droughts and heavy rain in the decades to come. According to this new government report, rising seas and storms could force tens of millions of Americans to move within the next century, and that some coastal cities are already seeing the effects. The report also predicts extreme heat waves will get much worse, and that cities including Phoenix could have blistering triple-digit temps 150 days out of the year by the end of this century. The climate science is accepted science. Governments across the nation are spending billions of dollars preparing for what is to come. The U.S. military, too. Billions of dollars. This is not a political issue. It's science. But some have made it political, especially Republicans.
The final U.S. Senate race of the 2018 midterm elections is happening on Tuesday with a runoff between Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith and Democrat Mike Espy in Mississippi. There's still the Georgia Secretary of State race, which will be decided next Tuesday. Meanwhile, Democrats are still picking up seats in the House, with Republican Mia Love conceding to Democrat Ben McAdams in Utah on Monday. There are still two House races to be decided. The Democrats are currently leading in both of them. The southern border at San Ysidro is open again after U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed it on Sunday, using tear gas on hundreds of migrants who tried to enter the U.S. illegally. Trump was asked about using tear gas on children when he, as usual, blamed the victims. And finally, Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, a global day of giving fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. This is a good time to support progressive radio, like Progressive Voices and The Nicole Sandler Show. We need your help to keep our voices alive. So, if you'd like to give, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate or ProgressiveVoices.com/donate to help.